The number of unaccompanied migrant children caught at the U.S.-Mexico border spiked again last month to about 11,500. The federal division that oversees government-funded shelters in Arizona is slashing school, legal aid, and recreation for the kids. Federal officials say they've asked Congress for billions of dollars in emergency money to manage the flow of children arriving at the border, and they're cutting services because federal law requires them to avoid or limit overspending. But a different federal law and the so-called Flores settlement require education, legal help, and recreation for migrant kids. Sarah Pierce with the Migration Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. says the conflict will likely go before the federal judge overseeing the Flores case, and she's been ruling against the government.
They're going into this case maybe at a disadvantage in that respect. At the same time, it is completely true that they're dealing with an unprecedented situation at the southern border.
An email from the government to a shelter provider shared with KJZZ says cuts are retroactive to May 22nd. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.